This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado lawmakers are reacting along party lines to President Biden's request for $40 billion in emergency funding. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The supplemental funding includes more than $24 billion to assist Ukraine, $12 billion for disaster relief, and $4 billion for border security. A spokesperson for Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says he supports the request to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia and to provide disaster assistance to Americans who need it. But some House Republicans have been critical of additional Ukraine funding, including Colorado's Lauren Boebert. Congress won't act on the request until it returns from August recess next month. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Pueblo police and park rangers are increasing enforcement of curfews across the city. There's been an uptick of youth violence at city parks lately. No one is allowed in the parks after 10 p.m., and unaccompanied minors have weekday curfews of 10 p.m. and up to midnight on weekends. And it's Donkey Derby Days in Cripple Creek. KRCC's Jess Hazel reports the annual celebration almost didn't happen.
Organizers put out a call earlier this year for financial support for the free event. They cited shortfalls due to decreased gambling revenue. Enough support came through for them to move forward. They pair a pack donkey with a runner and handler for a race down the town's main drag. Organizers expect about 30,000 people will attend. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
And this is KRCC and CPR News.